Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, Humboldt community. Sam here. I hope all of you are rocking your New Year's resolutions, if you made them. And if not, well, tomorrow's another great day to get back to starting it. But I don't wish to talk about resolutions today. Instead, I wish to talk about movies. My husband and I decided a few years ago to watch all the Best Picture winners, from the very first Best Picture winner, Wings, in 1928-1929, all the way up to Parasite, the 2020 winner. We're not watching them in any particular order, but recently we've watched a few of the older movies from the early 1930s. And I have to say, for the most part, they're kind of difficult to watch. Wings is a black and white silent film, so we definitely had to prepare ourselves to read that movie. Overall, the acting was very well done, and it only took us two long sessions to get through it. I feel pretty good about that. Then there was All Quiet on the Western Front, a movie about young German boys who go off to war and realize what war really entails. That movie was much easier to get through compared to Wings, but I wouldn't say it was my favorite. Then there was Cimarron, which we watched recently. That black and white film was a little closer to home and discussed the colonization and development of the state of Oklahoma. If you're an American history buff, this might be a good movie for you as it describes some of the challenges of the early United States, but still not the easiest of movies to get through. Now, It Happened One Night. The Best Picture winner of 1935 was the first romantic comedy to win. This was our most recent movie night experience, and let me say, such an amazing one it was. A spoiled heiress running away and finding love in that adventure. Makes me smile just remembering all the antics that occurred. Now, fair warning, still a black and white film, but oh so worth it. And now we just have maybe four or so more 1930 movies to watch to finish out that decade of movie excellence. The Broadway Melody, The Grand Hotel, You Can't Take It With You, and one or two more. And I'm just realizing now that I should have started with a warning to all of you movie buffs out there. Know that if you wish to follow in our footsteps, it's a rabbit hole of fun, laughter, and happily ever afters. Well, for the most part. So grab your healthy snacks, your partner in crime, and strap up as this is one crazy, bumpy, but amazing ride. The hills are alive with the sound of music here in Humboldt. Movie on, everyone. Have a wonderful 2 weeks.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.